get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment's brought to you by Alpha Site Logistics, serving the Imperial Valley for over 20 years. They offer portable toilets, hand wash stations, hand wash trailers, shade trailers, dumpsters, and a whole lot more. Call them at 760-352-8383. Call them early if you're planning an event out in the desert area. Also, I want to thank Southwest Point of Sale for all their support. If you've got a grocery store, liquor store, or any type of a retail store and you're having trouble with cashiers, well, Southwest Point of Sale can bring you into the 21st century with self-checkout system for your facility. 800-540-2149. Give them a call. See if it fits. All right, kids, what's up?
Oh, man, this was a busy week for us after last weekend. Last weekend we had Nicole call in while she was on site at the Rigs and Brews event.
That's right.
That was last Sunday. That was a lot of fun. As soon as we got off a radio here with you, we headed out over to the Duckfoot Brewing Company, which is, you know, what, 2 miles down the street from the radio station?
Yeah.
So we made it there within 10 minutes, and we were able to catch the last 45 minutes there. It was a pleasure working the Corva booth with
Did you have a lot of people?
With Vinny. There's a lot of people there.
There's a lot of vehicles.
A lot of capable vehicles, and not just off-road vehicles, but overland type of vehicles. There are vehicles that are set up to go on long trips.
Those are the ones you're starting to see more and more of. I call them the Acropolis vehicles. Like, they know the world's coming to an end, so they're ready.
They carry water and showers and little kitchens sleeping stuff.
They know, so they can see the handwriting on the wall.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they can.
So it was a good event, well attended.
It was neat. A lot of people.
A lot of people.
100 people.
Did you guys have a lot of people come up talk about, SDORC?
I was in the Corva booth. I put Corva first and then talked SDORC Lost Lizard.
And did you pump the radio show like
I pumped the radio show. I talked to quite a few different people about what we were there. I let Riggs and Brews know about us. And to tune in to our show. I told them to check out last weekend's radio because we, broadcasted live from there and have them share it out. So she was going to look into it on our website and blast that out.
I asked a lot of people to come in and join the Lost Lizard Fun Run. Mm-hmm. I passed out flyers. Said we're a group that tries to keep the areas open and that this is our big fundraiser. And we've been doing it. This is our 16th time.
Wow.
And we've got the formula down. We know how to make it a fun event.
Right.
How to make it a good time.
Turnkey. Yep.
So it's easy for you to come and have a great day. And we just want to invite a lot of people.
Right.
Trying to make it successful.
Yeah. And folks, if whether you're an off-roader or maybe you just bought a Jeep or maybe you bought a used vehicle, four-wheel drive, and you want to learn how to make it work or really get the full maximum use out of it, the Lost Lizard Fun Run is a great place to go because like-minded people are out there that'll share all their knowledge with you when it comes to going off-road and putting that vehicle that you own to the maximum use that you could take it to if you want to.
Oh yeah, definitely. We're here to test your skills and your abilities. Yesterday, my husband KJ Mason went out with Amy Vollmer, John Foster, and a couple of other people and pre-ran the course. And they took my 2018 Jeep Wrangler JLU Unlimited. So it's a base model because I was going to do a bunch of upgrades to it. I went with Base because why am I going to have them? Why am I going to pay for a Willys when I'm going to change everything out anyway?
Yeah, right.
you know, put Curry axles underneath it and everything. Well, my husband took it out yesterday and did the green course, and he did the entire green course, he told me, in two-wheel drive. He didn't even have to put it into four-wheel drive.
Okay, well, that's good for the folks that are not four-wheel drive.
Yeah, so if you are a newbie to the end, to off-roading, you want to come out and explore, you want to learn the desert, learn your rig and how to use your rig, that's what we're here for. We're
so you
here
have a green
to show
course.
You. Yep. And then we have a couple of different red courses. We're going to have two or three different red courses this year where you're going to break off and be able to put it in four-wheel drive. And we are truly going to test your skills and abilities. But those will be clearly marked. Make sure that you have, you know, a minimum of a rear locker, minimum of 35s, and body damage will occur, guaranteed.
Yeah. So be prepared.
Be prepared. Yes, we are going to test your skills and abilities.
Side-by-sides get through that pretty much okay.
Yes, some side-by-sides because they have a little bit more articulation, a little bit more staged and set up
they're
than
not
a regular
as wide.
Bicycle.
They're smaller. They don't have like body right by the tires. You know,
right. You'll hit the tire before you'll hit the body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the side-by-sides do well. The Jeeps, they need to be built. There'll be a sandy course, which won't be hard on the vehicles. It'll test your driving skills, right? Because it's easy to get stuck in the sand.
So oh, yeah.
And it's on the mountain. It's not just a flat area. It's riding over the east side of Superstition Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
But more to the west, there's a rockier area, and we'll have a loop that goes through the rock. So that'll be a lot slower driving and a lot more precision and careful. And that's
I call that massage driving.
You could get in trouble if you mess up there.
Yeah. Yep, it's all about picking the right line.
Yeah, otherwise you will get a massage, too. Your vehicle will just rub every inch of you. In spots you didn't want it to rub.
Oops.
And I did it with the Frontier, and I thought, geez, Louise. I mean, I never bounced, you know, around so much in my whole life.
Yeah.
But that damn thing made it, no problem.
Yeah, one of the guys I talked about yesterday was newer into off-roading. I was at the, well, I'll talk about that in the next little segment too, but he's newer into off-roading and he didn't realize to air down. He's like, it was so bumpy and it was so uncomfortable. My wife just had the most miserable time and I want my wife to enjoy it.
Such a big difference between 30 and 15 PSI.
Yeah. Yeah. I keep mine generally at 38.
When you're on the road.
When I'm on the road, my tires are at 38. All four. I'm check them regularly. And, you know, when you're dropping down to 10 PSI, aside from that, you know, it makes a huge difference. It absorbs a lot.
More than you would know.
More than you ever realize. Plus, it helps because then your tires flatten down. You get more grip. It's easier to get through a lot of the areas.
It's just so nice.
Yeah.
Driving
nice
an air
bead lockers in a time like that, too.
Well, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Spin the rim out of the tire.
Yeah, shout out to Raceline Wheels, who's sponsoring me for the Rebel Rally. Raceline Wheels is donating 5 beadlocks for me to do the Rebel in. So I'm really excited for that. We'll probably be down at 5 PSI.
Yeah, well, with beadlocks, you can get away with it.
Yeah, definitely. I'm very excited for that.
You can have the self-inflators installed.
I'm not that rich. I will have my little Vi-Air.
But that would be nice if you just
compressor.
Went,
yeah, my little Vi-Air air compressor. I'll be able to.
You know another
up to my battery.
You know another. I should show it to you and let you play with it. It's made by Works. WORX.
I've heard of Works.
You just slide a battery on, and it's an air pump. It'll pump up. You set the pressure, hit the button, and it sets it up to 35. Whatever, it shuts itself off. It can't weigh more than 3 pounds.
Oh, that would
that
be nice.
Thing is awesome.
It's all about the tools, man. It's
I know.
Definitely all about
you
the
gotta
tools.
Have
you gotta
right
have,
to have
the right tools.
You gotta have the right
tools. You gotta have the right tools. You gotta have the right manufacturer. You know, I've had my Vi-Air for a while, but I've drooled over the ARB dual compressor that's just set up already in your vehicle.
Well,
you just have to, you know, take
it out.
Hose right out to it, you know.
Have you
I've
seen
got a couple friends that have those.
Where they put the fitting right on the side, like my friend has, you open the thing for the gas cap,
yep,
and you plug your air hose into that,
yep,
and then you go and you fill
but
your
you
tires.
Can put you can put that little orifice anywhere you want on the vehicle. That's what's nice about you know the dual tank system.
Mine's not set up for that at all.
You'll wish you probably wished you had after Rebel.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Well, won't you just leave it down at Rebel? your pressure? I don't think, is there a time when you need to air back up?
There are times where actually we have a travel day where we actually have to hit the freeway and go down. And
it's a
different, from point A to point
B
to get to a different section. There is, I think, one or two travel days where we actually have to hit the freeway. And so, you have to air up and account for that. Yeah. Definitely don't want to be going down the freeway at 10 PSI.
Let's take a quick break. Yeah, this is S-C-O-R-C Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back. You're listening to S-C-O-R-C Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by the man, the myth, the legend, Wayne Miller. When it comes to rounded rubber, nobody does it better.
Yeah, I'm going to have him change out my tires as soon as I get my new Raceline wheels. Yeah. I'm going to have take them over to Wayne, and Wayne's going to get...
Well, because he can mount and balance any tire.
Yep, he can mount and balance any tire. Off-road tire, any street tire, you name it. Tractor tires, he's got you taken care of. If you're stuck down on a construction site, you need help, he's your man to call. He's got those mobile rigs to come out and help you out. 619-596-2800, Wayne Miller Mobile Tire.
Cool. All right. So what else is going on in the wonderful world of sand?
Sand. Well.
And dirt.
Yes, and dirt. Okay, well.
The train tracks.
We will have a special guest next weekend, and Lance Ricotta, the new owner of Boardmanville, will be
new
coming.
Owner?
Well, he took over Boardmanville, I think, 3 years ago. He bought it
more
from Genie. It's in the article. It's only 3 years ago he took it over.
It doesn't make
He was
difference.
Working with Genie ever since.
It doesn't matter, but I think longer.
He's been involved longer, yes. But he will be on next weekend to talk with us. He just released an article for ASA, American Sand Association. You can find it on Facebook, Instagram. You can go to the ASA's website. ASA has started a new, I think it's going to be a weekly or monthly article that they're going to produce out and talk about different things. And Lance did the article on the history of Boardmanville and the railroad crossing and the train tracks there and basically what happened. And so we'll have him on next weekend to go more into depth. He definitely calls out the Bureau of Land Management for taking ownership of it, as they are the ones that own the land and should be the main ones for it.
Yeah,
I'm excited for that next weekend.
So he'll have some updated news on the underpasses?
Yes, definitely. Gotcha. Yesterday, I had the pleasure, a couple months ago, I got an invitation from Joe Caldwell and Joshua Tipton. Joe Caldwell is the president of the San Diego Jeep Club to come and speak at their annual birthday bash. So the club became official, I guess, 8 years ago. So this was their eighth annual birthday bash that they've put on. They had me there yesterday. I got to speak in front of a few hundred people. So that was really awesome and interesting. I spoke about how important it is, how vital it is for our clubs to work together. You know, that there are a lot of clubs out there that are fun clubs, like the San Diego Jeep Club, where they're all about going out and wheeling, and they're not a part of the actual work involved to keep the trails
the
and desert open.
Side of it.
Yeah, exactly. And how important it is for those clubs to support clubs like SDORC and Corva and ASA, and how much right now we are in desperate need of funds and support. I also talked about trails and how important it is for keeping agencies aware of how much we actually go out and wheel on those trails and how frequently we're out there
how
and utilize
them,
how much we value them. If we don't, you know, make the agencies aware and we don't work with those agencies, then they don't realize how much. When there's an issue that arises with it, they don't have anybody to reach out to. They just close the trail down. It's easier to shut it down than it is to try and educate and manage it.
Right.
So if we work with them now, we work on education, we work on management for that area, we get plans in. So yesterday I challenged the board members and the Black Ops, so they call themselves Black Ops members of the San Diego Jeep Club, to sponsor a trail. When TDS, Tierra del Sol, 4x4 Club, adopted Devil's Canyon, it was actually made National Bureau of Land Management news because it was the first club to adopt a trail out of the Imperial Valley office.
So more and more clubs should do the same.
So I talked to Ed.
And what does that mean by adopting the trail?
You basically are in charge of maintaining that trail. So a minimum of every couple months, you have to go out, do a trail cleanup, whether that means you're in the forest and you have to cut down some trees, some bushes, make sure that there's clearance on the trail, make sure that it's open in case of fire season or anything along those lines, and removing the trash, packing it in, packing it out, going out there and making sure that the area is as beautiful and natural as it's supposed to be.
Right now, we only have one club that's sponsoring one trail.
Now, don't get me wrong. There's several different agencies, and the majority of San Diego County and our trails fall under the Palm Springs Bureau of Land Management office, and we work a lot with the Palm Springs office. And then the Imperial Valley office covers a lot of the sand dunes. There's a Baja to Pacific Crest Trail, and then there's some in Boulevard Campo area that falls under there, like McCain, but McCain's a lot of single track trail, so dirt bikes. So Ed, SDRC for McCain.
I know it. I know the trails there.
Yeah, and then 4x4, I want to do the Baja to Pacific Crest Trail, so that's a huge trail. That's actually, like, I think 200 mile. Maybe even longer. So that's a lot to do, but that basically starts at the sand dunes and goes all the way from the sand dunes up through to, I think, the Rubicon. It's a very far trail. Wow. But we would only sponsor, you know, San Diego County's portion of it.
Right.
but I challenged him. I threw it out there and I was like, you know what? I know you guys wheel a lot out in Hecumba. I had just spent, 10 minutes talking to Josh Tipton about Hecumba and the coming solar field. And the solar field is a part of the Sunrise Power Link. And that's actually been something that I've commented on for, 10 years now, I want to say. I've commented on complaining about the location of the solar field. You know, I grew up going shooting right there between Smuggler's Gorge and Shooter's Hill in Hecumba, right at the top of the grade, right when you get off to go to the Desert Tower. Instead of going over to the left and going to the Desert Tower, you turn and you go to the right and you go over to Smuggler's Gorge right there up against the Mexico border, and we would just shoot at the hills right there.
Mm-hmm.
But now there's a huge solar field that's going to go in right there. And so we were talking about that, and I said, if you were involved, you would have known for the last 5 years that that's been open for comments every single year. We can comment on it.
And now
once it's done, it's done. Yeah, the deal's been done for...
The problem with the solar thing is that it's private property. And, how do you deal with private property? Somebody bought some land and they want to put a solar field. I mean, I may not like the solar field, but we respect private property rights.
But if you're the private owner, I guarantee the solar field folks are going to write you a check that would curl your hair to buy that piece of property.
But they bought it from the Bureau of Land Management.
Probably for this specific reason.
Yeah, this land was purchased probably 15 to 20 years ago, part of the Sunrise Power Link to go in and go through there.
Sure. It belongs to
this has been something that's been in the works for at least 30 years, a part of the Sunrise Power Link system. But the solar field's action's only been in for at least 15 years, is what I'm aware of, for that planning and development for that area and where it went up and over and into. Again, club involvements. If they knew the area was of concern, and so the San Diego Jeep Club does a lot of the Valley of the Moon that's right there. The gas stations in Hecumba, just before you reach the grade and go up and over, you can get off right there where that Chevron and Arco or Shell station, I think, is right there with the helicopter on the top of
There's a whole story about that helicopter too.
Yeah,
poor landing.
No, it's actually a fighter. Isn't it a fighter helicopter?
I think it's an Apache.
That was purchased and rebuilt on top of that.
It doesn't have an engine or transmission. The guy bought it at auction.
Just a Hulk.
And he rebuilt the, you know, the shade thing over the pumps at gas stations. They built a real heavy duty one over those so that it would hold that helicopter.
Yeah.
He'd been planning that a long time.
So that is the marker for the start. A lot of people meet right there, right across the station from it. That's where they air down for, and then they start the Valley of the Moon Trail.
Gotcha.
Right there. So I challenged the San Diego Jeep Club yesterday.
How was
to
the response?
Sponsor. They actually accepted it. They said that they are going to work with
you
me.
Challenge them to adopt
to adopt
the Valley
the
of
trail.
The Moon?
Yes. Uh-huh.
So you go in from one side and go to out the other?
Mm-hmm.
It's their trail.
It's not their trail.
It's the BLM
it's the
trail.
Bureau of Land Management. But
no,
that club frequents that trail.
So it's kind of their trail.
So, it's open to everybody.
I
know,
but
I do it all the time, and I'm not a member.
My point is, if you go to a park and play softball with all your friends, no, it's not your park. It belongs to the city. But
right.
It's your park because that's where you play ball.
Yeah, it's our backyard, exactly.
Yeah, and if you don't support your park,
exactly.
Then they're going to close it down. For example, if you played baseball there but never cleaned it, didn't pick up the trash, let the fences rot away, never paint anything,
yeah.
Guess what? You're going to lose it.
Yep.
So it's their trail. You need to support your trail.
Yeah. So I'm going to work with the San Diego Jeep Club to make sure that they
end up with a full-time
with,
job.
Yes, the Bureau of Land Management, and they adopt that trail. And then because of that yesterday, another club was there that branched off from the San Diego Jeep Club. And he said he contacted us via Facebook and our website. And he hit me up and he's like, I want to accept your challenge too. He's like, can you get me a list of trails? And I'm going to accept your challenge and I want to adopt a trail.
There you go.
And I'm like, yes, I would love to. There are several of them. Where's your favorite wheeling place? As soon as I get off the radio, I'll give you a call. We'll coordinate.
Excellent.
And link up. And so that's what we need more of. We need to be able to show these federal agencies and state agencies, you know, that we care about these areas. We're going to keep them clean. We're going to do the trail maintenance. We're going to do what's required to maintain
that trail.
I mean, you're
going to be out there anyway. You might as well clean up.
As well have a little bit of, spend an extra hour.
Take
and pick up some trail.
You know, barbecue out there, have a little party at the end of it.
Yeah.
You know, like you guys do when you do the Lost Lizard cleanup.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
That was Zach Staples from, what is it, Yeepers Creepers?
Yeah, I think so.
Jeepers Creepers?
Yeepers with a Y. Oh.
Yeah,
Yeepers
they
Creepers
changed it.
Jeep Club.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was interested in maybe doing something.
Well, you know, it's all about exposure to the clubs and getting more and more people to join, and then but
reaching
if we don't work
clubs,
as a fist,
exactly,
not a finger,
yep,
we're never going to get anything accomplished.
Yep, it's all
like
about teaming up together and making
like that
it
a fist versus a finger.
I love it.
Yeah, you can use it. Say
which
it
finger?
On a t-shirt.
I will.
We want to be a fist, not a finger. Yeah. Well, there's that too.
Well,
thank God we don't have live TV on radio. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. You're all listening to SDORC Dirt Radio. You can check them out on the website at sdorc.org. Right there, get the shows, past shows, help keep the deserts open. This is FM 96, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by PRMI Mortgage, Chris Wiley. Tell us about it, girl.
Chris Wiley, Primary Residential Mortgage, Inc. He's here to help you out for any of your loan needs. If you're looking to refinance your home, if you're looking to be a first-time buyer, he's here. He specializes in your VA, FHA, all those difficult ones where you got to jump through those extra hoops. Give him a call. He's here to help you out all along the way. He specializes in it, and he's excellent at what he does.
He really is. He cares about you more than anything else. Trust me. Well, off-roading, too. Hey, and San Diego Off-Road Magazine. If you've not seen that magazine, then you must be new to the industry. Go to www.ssorm.com. You can get your magazine online. You can get it shipped to you. And it is your one-stop shop for anything and everything off-road. They have been doing this, for more years than I care to admit. All the way back 04, I think.
No,
80s.
83 wow. Was when they started. Yeah, Sherry and Steve, SNS Off-Road Magazine.
Yep, they're the best.
My pick is in a 1984 issue.
Wow.
You are old. All right. So,
older than dirt.
So you had a good event yesterday with Corva.
Yes.
Last week.
A lot of your group showed up. How was the reception about everybody working as a unit versus independently. Did you get any responses or reaction off of that?
You know, a lot of people want to work together. We all know that we're all here for the same end goal.
Because they can see the future.
Yeah, it's definitely. You can bleak. See the future. Yes. Unfortunately, especially with the same current administration mm-hmm. that we have going on. You know, unfortunately, we really need to step up against our current administration. You know, I believe Larry Elder has one on here. There's right. a couple of others that are going to be running for.
I got Joseph Luciano coming in next. He's running for governor.
Oh, yeah. Luciano is fantastic. Yeah, he's answered some questions. He supports off-road.
They didn't get him on the ballot because, you know, he wouldn't join up with the Republicans.
Yeah.
So he's a write-in. So I wrote him in. Hopefully everybody else will, too. But he's going to be in the next hour chatting.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It's all about working as a team. Teams always get farther than individuals. You know
Yeah, definitely. If we don't all unify and come together and stand together united as a whole, then it's going to
be ugly.
Yeah, exactly. We're just going to fall apart. We're going to start losing more of our lands than we already are. You know, what we're up against when we're fighting the Center for Biological Diversity and we're fighting against the Sierra Club. I mean, we're talking about multi-billion dollar organizations as opposed to our measly little, you know, off-road organizations.
$150 organization.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the funds that we're up against and the arsenal that they have against us, unfortunately, you know, we're the ones that look like the bad guys. We're the ones that look like we're out there causing damage. When in all actuality, you know, 98% of off-roaders are there to preserve the natural environment. They're there they want to keep it looking natural. They want to explore the outdoors. They don't want to see the trash. They don't want to see, you know, graffiti on. I was so bummed when I was up.
You don't want to go in the wrong place.
You seen graffiti out there?
Well, I was just up at the quartz mine in Ramona. And 2 weeks ago, and when I was at the quartz mine, there was a graffitied heart and a graffitied, you know, they took spray paint and sprayed all over the, you know, part of the quartz mine. And it was like, that just breaks my heart, you know?
So easy to do and so hard to remove.
Yeah, I know. That's just not right. That's just not right.
Yeah, exactly.
So what else you got, son?
So a friend of mine passed away last week.
Oh, sorry to hear.
Tony Boswell, who owned Vintage Suzuki and Seat Racing. He was a vintage motocross buddy. He died of COVID.
Oh.
Not much older than me. It's very sad.
Very sad.
Audrey, did you see about Mike McGarrity? And what? His wife both have COVID that she checked into a hospital.
No, I didn't see Naomi's in a hospital.
They had they both had a rough go of it. Mike said it was really kicking his butt, and his wife got down enough to where she needed to go in.
Well, that's a bummer.
So that's pretty sad. It's a real disease. I mean, people politicize it.
Vaccinated people are going down. Even now, they're finding more.
My buddy Brad, who got vaccinated, got it, and he was sick. He wasn't that sick. He didn't need to go in, but he was sick.
A girlfriend of my wife's just was planning on going on a cruise, went to Vegas, came back, got COVID. Now she's down and out.
Yeah.
You know, so just because you got vaccinated, it doesn't mean that you may not get as sick, but I tell you, you just got to be really careful right now. Yes. Thank you very much, China.
Yeah.
Sorry to bring that. So we talked about the Vegas to Reno race last week. There was a big off-road race, a point-to-point. It's the longest distance race in United States.
Right.
Well, I just noticed that the motorcycle team of Jacob Arbright and Dalton Shirley not only won the motorcycle class, but they won the overall.
Fastest time they overall.
They had the best. Yeah, they beat all the four-wheelers, which doesn't really happen
so
much.
Very often.
In the old days, the motorcycles always killed the four-wheelers, just by a lot.
Right.
Baja 1000, they'd win by like 2 hours. Not so much with the trophy trucks, but these two guys really killed it. And then second overall was Ricky Brabec riding solo, and he beat all the four-wheelers. And he had a crash, and he kicked a rock bad enough he thought he broke his toe.
Ooh.
And he soloed it 500 miles.
And then he stood there and kept riding after
that. Oh. Yeah, and he did it early on.
Ugh,
wow.
So the guy that got third, Trevor Hunter, he posted a 20-minute a video from his onboard camera, the camera on his head, mm-hmm. and I watched it. It was just amazing how fast they're going. Now, like, I used to race desert, and it was rough. Like, it was physically demanding. It was like you're just getting your butt kicked.
That's why it's
constantly.
Called you used to race desert.
Well, I'm old, too. But I was watching, and I couldn't believe how smooth the racetrack was. Now, the motorcycles go first, and the trucks really churn up
the course.
So I was watching, and mile after mile, you could drive a car down that road without a problem. You could drive a car fast.
A Volkswagen.
Any
Jetta?
Car.
Well, you
got any car.
You got to think
like
of
it was
now. The Vegas
perfectly
to Reno
smooth,
in
and
prim.
He's cruising between 80 and 105.
Jeez.
And it's not like it's dead straight. There's turns and there's little dip things. And some of it was rough. Some place you got to slow down. But some of it, he was on the gas. Holy mackerel. It was like a sped up video.
Yeah, like they do back. Yeah, right.
Like, but it was real time. They were really going. So this kind of racing, it's different than what I'm accustomed to when I think of desert racing. Like you're getting your hands, like your blisters are bleeding, getting ripped open, and your legs are burning from, mm-hmm. you know, from pumping through the whoop-de-doos. There was no whoop-de-doos. It was just
flat out.
There's probably some. You're just
so
missing them.
Well, I saw 20 minutes. It was like from one pit to another.
Did
and it was incredibly smooth.
Afterwards?
I had to lay down. So I found another guy who was driving a vehicle that he had built, like a garage vehicle, and towards the back. And then now the course was radically different. Now it had ruts and it had bumps in it that the vehicles, the four-wheel vehicles, really are hard on the ground.
Oh, yeah.
So you can imagine 800 horsepower and those big tires, and the guys are on it. That really destroyed. But I was really surprised how smooth it was at the beginning. Huh. And, like, no wonder the motorcycles were killing it, because you can cruise at 100 miles an hour on that.
I can't even imagine cruising 100 miles an hour on a track I've never been on.
I know.
Well, if you don't know the track.
So these guys have amazing vision, right? Because you can see ahead and like, okay, it's smooth. Now, I don't know if you knew that when they lay out a desert race, when you see an up arrow, that means it's all smooth. When you see one down arrow, there's like something there. And a good rider could wheelie over it, but you got to be ready for it. If there's two down arrows, well, you need to drop a gear or two maybe. And if there's three down arrows, boy, you got to hit the brakes. It's going to be bad.
Yeah.
So if you trust the people who put on the race and they arrow it appropriately and you have an up arrow or you don't have anything, you can really open up the throttle
and
go.
You can't bank on the people that will like to set booby traps.
No, I've never heard of booby traps in American races.
Really?
No.
I've heard of them
in Baja.
In Baja.
Of course, in Baja, they go nuts. But I've never, they do.
Baja, I'm thinking, yeah.
But up here, I've never heard of booby traps.
No.
We have liability and all that.
Yeah. So for the Vegas to Reno, did you see that there was three-wheelers that actually raced it?
There were some three-wheelers, which is interesting.
Yeah, that was the first one that they came back. And
so you know what's funny about that? The 1982 Baja 500, the Honda had just released the 250R three-wheeler. So it's a 250cc two-stroke, a high performance. Now, three-wheelers had always been low performance before that. Like they were something that you would use on a farm.
Right.
So they came out with a racing version. Well, they won the overall of the 82 Baja 500. It just sort of blew the top off of the whole off-road world.
And
now people
one?
Had to have, I never had that one. Now KJ's husband, he still has one, right?
Yeah. My husband KJ has a 250R that's built to the tilt. It's big board. It's it's ready to go.
It's got everything it needs.
Yeah, he starts it up every so often. And that, I just love it.
It's neat.
I've only been on it one time. I almost killed myself probably the one time.
Of course you did.
So if somebody brought one of those back to life and they got it set up for desert racing and they took it to this Vegas to Reno, they would probably do well.
Oh yeah,
I've got a
mine
guy
set up and would probably win the Vegas to Reno. Not it
the
easily
win or
goes
blow
up.
Up.
It easily goes 100 miles an hour. He used to
you'd
drag
need to go 100 to win this race.
Yeah, well, he used to drag it at Gordon's down the drags at Gordon's Wells.
I got a friend of mine that has two or three of those, and you know, he's been collecting them for years. So yeah, so he probably knows all. And that was kind of my, when I got into the three wheeler world, I got as high as a 200 SX, but my goal was always a 250R.
They were neat, and I've ridden them. They're amazingly fun. I own a 200X.
Yeah.
I've had that for years.
X.
Two ATC 200X. So it's a four stroke. It has front and rear suspension. Oh. Mm-hmm. It's a 5-speed manual transmission. Yeah.
Literally my favorite bike.
Yeah, Audrey spent time on it. I spent time on
it. I've spent a few hours on it. I've done a few miles on it.
Is the only one that had front suspension. It had front, but none in the rear. And I got that. I had that. And I had a.
You really think you're something. Like, oh, it's so fun.
It was built to the hilt. Oh. I mean, I think it would climb a tree.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I love
it. It threw me on the ground like a bull.
So Goob Tech Racing, I think his name is Michael Goob.
They still promote him.
He won the three-wheeler division last weekend for the Vegas
Torino. Really?
Yeah. He won it. He Ironmaned the race. And for the last, what did they say? Either 20 miles or 40 miles, I forget, but he popped one of his rear tires and he literally had to take his body weight, shift it over, and he rode two wheels on the three wheeler for the last, I think, 20 miles of the race.
Well, he didn't want to ruin a good tire.
Yeah.
It's a, this is an 8-hour race.
Yeah.
The fastest guy did it in 744. The next guy, 754. And, I mean, everybody's beyond that. So to solo that, even if the route is smooth, 8 hours of hauling freight, the tax on your mind, never mind your body. But
that's
your,
right. The concentration. Brain,
the concentration that long and your vision. Oh, my God.
All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back to STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Hey, let's talk about K&J Termite and Pest Control.
Kelly and Justin, Termite and Pest Control, they're here for any of your pest control needs. They have over 30 years experience, but they're a newer small business starting out. I actually am going to have them come service my house in the next week or so. I actually just canceled my current. I'm switching to them, so I'm excited for that. Have them come do my termite inspection and see where I'm at and what's going on. They are avid off-roaders. They have a Jeep and go out to the desert. Very excited because they are sponsoring the Lost Lizard Off-Road Fun Run. And they're sponsoring all of the kids' raffle prizes. So that is huge
for
us.
That's cool. They've been coming to some of our meetings, and they're very nice people.
619-441-7378. 619-441-7378. Give them a call.
Kelly and Justin, Termite and Pest Control.
Yeehaw.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear it for the
books. Talking about upcoming events, next weekend we have the Lakeside Parade in the morning. The Lakeside Rodeo is next weekend. We always, San Diego Off-Road Coalition actually originated out of Lakeside, East County area. A lot of our board members, when we first started, actually lived in Lakeside. And this is something that we have done for, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20 years. I'm not exactly sure how long, but I know the Smiths have been doing it for a dozen years.
When Jim McGarvey was president, we did it back then.
Yeah, so I want to say this has been a 20-year-long thing that we've been partaking in. We're one of the largest sections of the Lakeside Parade. If you have an off-road rig, whether it's your three-wheeler, your dirt bike, you've got a thing, you've got...
Myers Manx.
Myers.
I've got the Toad. It just doesn't drive yet.
Can we tow it?
I need to. I know.
Pull it with the three-wheeler?
I need
put
some
your
work.
Husband in it and drag
some work
it behind
done
the Jeep.
To it.
He could just pull it.
But bring your off-road vehicle out next weekend on Saturday morning. Show up between 8:30 and 9 a.m. on the corner of Maple View and Channel Road in front of Window Tech. Sign our waiver. We'll line up between 9 and 9:30. The parade starts at 9:30. You go down Main Street. It's a lot of fun. I tried to run up the street light 2 years ago in my Jeep because they didn't have it last year. So 2 years ago in my Jeep, I put my wheel on the red light and tried to run the red light up and over, and it's a lot of fun. When else can you do that down Main Street in Lakeside?
You didn't get yelled at?
No, because it's during the parade. It's allowed.
It's fun. A lot of people come out to watch the parade.
Ed rode his three-wheeler, and he did a wheelie like for a quarter mile or a half mile down Main Street.
All the wheels go in the air one at a time on that thing.
Yeah, no kidding.
One side one, the other side.
We are going to immediately, I am not going to stay for the whole parade. I'm going to be there in the morning from 8 to 9 to help and make sure everybody signs the waiver. And then I am packing up and headed up to North County Fairgrounds, the North County Mall, for the Escondido Off-Road Nights. So hopefully you come. Out
suit.
And with yes, Rat Salt will be out there, and Salt, he's putting it on. And we've got a booth there, so hopefully you can come out, join us for the parade, and then head up from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. We will be at the Escondido Off Road Show, with Rat Salt. I know, I
think Off Road Nights, they call it. And I forget the name of the Off-Road Nights is the name of the show.
We'll be on Racer Radio today at 3 o'clock talking about the event.
Oh, awesome.
So tune in later on.
So tune in later for that too. Rat will be here himself.
He was an X Games medalist, gold medal, and I think it was Street Luge. Ask him what it was. Lay down on a skateboard.
Yeah. So he's kind of gotten himself involved more in. He's done quite a few off-road expos, trying to help the off-road.
Yeah, he's done
community.
A bunch of them.
Oh, he does a lot of them. He's the talk show or the announcer.
He's done a lot of announcing also.
For Score Racing. So he does the Baja 500, Baja 1000. He does the Snore San Felipe 250 and a couple of other ones.
He announced this. I'm pointing at my T-shirt.
Cal VMX.
Cal VMX, they did a race at the Polo Arena at the Del Mar Fair.
Yes.
And I was competing in it on one of my old bikes, and he was there announcing.
He's a good guy. He does a great announcing job.
Yeah,
too.
He's a great guy.
Yeah, he's got a great voice.
He's donating a booth to SDORC. He's donating a booth to TDS. So we'll be there next weekend promoting the Lost Lizard memberships.
I think I'm going to dig out my three-wheeler and bring it up there.
Yeah, come ask me about your favorite desert. Ask me, let me know what's your favorite trail, and I'll let you know what's going on with that one.
Get your picture taken with Audrey.
I love to see that.
Wow.
She'll autograph your program.
Yeah, I'll definitely be there. So that's 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. next weekend at the North County Fairgrounds in, I kind of think it's Rancho Bernardo or Rancho Penasquitos area, but they call it Escondido.
It's Escondido.
Night,
no, wait a minute. I thought it was in the Carlsbad.
It's North
it's
County
like
Fairgrounds.
Right when you pass.
Oh, right. You know where it's at?
Off the 15.
Stop the train. You remember where Sears used to be?
Now you're dating yourself.
In North County. North County.
It's right past Lake Hodges.
That's where they're going to put it, right in the old Sears parking lot.
Yeah, just past the 78 and 15.
Like if you're going to go to a wild animal.
Is it North County Fair? Is that the name of the?
Fair.
Yeah.
North County Fair is the shopping center.
But that's what they, and BJ's restaurants
right there. Right
there
on the corner. Yeah, we eat there.
If you go right, you can go to the Wild Animal Park. If you go left, you go to Hernandez Hideaway for the best Mexican food ever.
I've eaten there.
I love Hernandez
right Hideaway. Right on the lake.
Yep, I've been there too.
And the one I used to love the most is that when you got there, your cell phone quit working.
It's always 50-50 between that and Nessie Burger when we're on our way home. I like Nessie Burger.
Nessie Burger?
It's further out near there? Paula. Oh, my but
Lord. That's on 76?
Right, just as you take
there. Right on the west side? Yeah, I've eaten
there.
They
got out of a tent. Now they're in kind of a structure.
Yeah.
But the food's
it's nicer.
Good.
It's still the best.
I've had Nessie Burgers.
It's still hands down the best.
I have a t-shirt that I wear.
Okay, and then also for November, we've talked to the Last Lizard November 13th. I also want to do a shout out to Corva for November 20th.
How long have they been in business?
50 years is Ed Waldheim's celebration ceremony, 50th birthday bash for Corva at Slash X up near Barstow.
Between Lucerne and Barstow.
Yes.
About halfway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the next event after that will be, ours coming up in September. I forgot to mention our Otay Mountain cleanup is going to be on National Lands Day, which is Saturday, September 25th. We have teamed up with the Bureau of Land Management. Hopefully we'll have the San Diego Gun Owners Club out there, and we'll have the SD Must out there.
This to Mike at SD Must and to Wendy at the San Diego Gun Owners Association.
Yep. Uh-huh. And Rich Ewell, they'll be here this afternoon.
I talked to John from South Bay Rod and Gun the other day.
So we will be staging just south of the South Bay Rod and Gun Club.
Just past. They own a big piece of land there, bigger than what their facility is. And there's a smooth area just off the road that has been used in the past for cleanups. He said that SD Must has used that land in the past.
Yeah.
Didn't realize they'd done other cleanups back there.
Michael Johnson, yeah.
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 But they have.
Mm-hmm. So we'll go out there on Saturday, September 25th, and get that cleanup taken care of. Then the next cleanup, we have the November 13th, Lost Lizard at Superstition, and then it's January 15th, Martin Luther King weekend, will be the Dunes cleanup.
Which day of that? That's a three-day weekend.
That's a three-day weekend.
Many people.
It's Saturday.
So it's Saturday?
January 15th.
Will there be, I've gone to it in the past where they had a separate cleanup in the north and the south.
It'll be the same way. So they'll have one at Buttercup, one at Gordon's, one at Glamis, one at Gecko Road.
Dune Buggy Flats?
Yes.
Is that right? That's where they set up the south one.
Mm-hmm.
And then the north one, is that on Wash Road?
The north one is at Vendor
Gecko?
Row. It's at Vendor Row.
It's at Vendor Row?
Yes. Okay. Uh-huh. It's behind the beach store at Vendor Row. So
have you talked about your cleanup yet?
Yeah, we just did.
Okay, good.
Yeah, you just missed that one.
I just missed it.
That's okay.
Oh, well, yeah.
We don't like to tell people when you get up and walk away.
I know.
That's okay.
Well, my guest is coming.
Your next guest is here, which I'm actually excited to meet, John Luciano.
Oh, you never? Joseph.
Joseph Luciano.
You never met him?
No, I haven't actually met him in person yet.
Oh, we'll make sure.
Yeah.
And invite him to the next SDORC meeting.
Oh, I should.
Or in two Tuesdays?
Yes. 2 weeks, yeah.
And 2 weeks.
The first Tuesday in September.
Because he'd be a good guy to have come speak.
That's the first.
So if you have anything that you would like us to address, please feel free to reach out to sdorc.org, info@sdorc. We want to do a shout out to Rugged Radios for donating to the Lost Lizard. Yeah. We want to do a shout out to Lifestyle Garage. They donated to the Lost Lizard. We'll have a better commercial and shout out for them next weekend.
Yeah, thanks, Nicole.
And who says curly hair won't get you anything?
Oh, my God.
She's so awesome.
Got us sponsors.
Yeah, she's a rock star for sure. I'm very proud to have her as my Rebel partner. She worked her butt off this week and was able to bring in a few different sponsors.
And by the way, we got helmets for Nicole and Audrey. We're going to have Mark Lewick do his magic on him, and we're all excited about that.
Yes.
So we're going to meet next week and go down and get that taken care of.
I'm very excited.
Yeah.
Become a member of SDORC. Support those that support our sport. Help out if you have anywhere in East County, you need to get some work done. Lifestyle Garage. Tony Snyder's there to help you out.
Oh, yeah.
And his wife, Michelle,
just
opened
up in the Lakeside.
That's a
mechanical shop? They work on vehicles?
Yep. Lifestyle Garage is all about getting your vehicle to be able to match your skills and abilities, whether or not you're doing
get
upgrades.
The locker installed.
Yep.
They can do that?
They can do it
the
all.
The whole nine yards, so.
All right, folks. Well, hey, don't go anywhere. Yak Radio's coming up, and we're going to be talking with Joseph Luciano. He's running for governor, and when you hear what he has to say, you can believe if he gets in, it'll be a better state right here in California. FM 96.1. AM 1170.
The Answer.
Only one way to get there. You gotta get a little mud on the tires.
Thanks for joining us for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl, the program that is working to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. To learn more about SDORC and how you can get involved, visit sdorc.org. That's sdorc.org. Join us next week at this same time for more of the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles while protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. This has been San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio on The Answer San Diego.